Good morning to everyone. I'd like to say a few words about one of the paramitas, generosity. The parami, or 10 qualities of being, are closely related to the Brahma Viharas we are familiar with, which is loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. And these qualities are all innate to our deeper nature. It's not that we have to develop them or get them. They are intrinsically who we are. But most of the time, and often, they get obscured by the mental noise, the reactivity of the ego-identified mind. Because this is so, they so often get covered over. Cultivation practices, such as metta or loving kindness practice that we're all familiar with, are useful bridge practices. And by bridge practice, I mean it's a kind of a raft that can carry us until the new shore appears on the horizon. So in other words, a cultivation practice helps unseat any unwholesome thought patterns or emotional reactivity or identifications within the small separate personality, and helps the thoughts and feelings that are in that personality become more aligned with the values of our true nature, or the ground of who we are that's within each of us. So it's helpful to think about the first training the historical Buddha offered to villagers was the practice of generosity. And so when we reflect on this, we see that generosity is a foundation of our teaching. For one thing, the deeper meaning of generosity is connectedness. You give because it is you in the other shoes. It is treating others as ourselves, and it helps penetrate the illusion that there's self and other, me and them, subjective and objective. Another thing about generation is that generosity is that it's bound with gratitude, because it brings the instant realization that whatever our circumstances, we always have something we can offer. It penetrates the illusion of scarcity and not having anything, or I don't have enough, and brings the insight that because we are beings of innate value ourselves, we always have something of innate value to offer. Generosity is also a heart builder in that it gives back doubled over, kind of like a magic chest of gold in a fairy tale. It's that chest that when you take gold out of, the chest not only does not empty, but actually refills itself and becomes more and more. The more you give, the more is restored. So how does that work? It works because in its natural state, the heart is open, and it's a conduit that allows energy to pour in. That energy pours in through the sense doors. We see, we hear, we touch, we feel the beauty in the world. Have you ever noticed that when your heart closes, how tired and deflated that feels? Think about the last time you had an argument with someone that left you feeling separated. Have you noticed in that time, everything becomes more difficult? Cleaning up the kitchen becomes a chore, doing whatever jobs need to be done, returning phone calls. Everything feels more overwhelming and more tiresome. And then say your phone rings and it's the other person wanting to work it out. Perhaps you have a meaningful sharing and you reconnect with each other. You put the phone down and what happens? Suddenly you feel lots of energy. Cleaning up the kitchen, attending the mail feels easy. You feel happy and you feel light. And what happened is the heart that was closed opened and the energy came pouring back. Generosity has this effect because it opens the heart. Meditation itself is a form of generosity. We are offering our attention and our focus to that quiet, calm, spaciousness, that unknown deeper pull within ourselves. When we are heartfelt in offering ourselves to this deeper place, an intimacy opens up in our awareness of what's happening in the moment that is the deepest nourishment and replenishment possible. So I've been reflecting this last week, on various actions taken during the day and how the same action feels different depending on the cultivation brought to it. So, for example, someone cuts you off in traffic or in the grocery line. You might yield to them. You could yield through irritation, like, okay, buddy, whatever you need. Or you can yield from generosity. Now, both may arise. You can hold the irritation, that feeling as part of the conditioned response inside yourself, and you can give it the room it needs to be there, and also send wishes of well-being and generosity to the other. It just feels different. In fact, it feels so different because it doesn't close down your energy that you realize it's a huge favor to yourself, probably more than to the other party. So this last week, the choice and all the actions done during the day became clearer. The dishes need to be done. Well, they can be done as a chore, a duty, and in this case, you notice which dishes are yours and which ones have been left by other members of the household, or they can be done as an act of generosity. Sometimes generosity means not doing something that needs to be left to another. Sometimes not cleaning up another person's effects is the generous gesture. It is also balanced by generosity to yourself, not leaving yourself out of your own circle of compassion. And this is a cultivation because it's not an event, it's a practice, it's a habit. Earlier this week, I read an essay by Charles Eisenstein called Coronation that touched me really deeply. He was writing about the virus, and here's his quote. COVID-19 is like a rehab intervention that breaks the addictive hold of normality. To interrupt habit is to make it visible. It is to turn it from a compulsion to a choice. Wow, that could really be said of the practice we do, and certainly cultivation practices like generosity. It interrupts an old habit, it makes it visible, and it gives us a choice. So what do we have to give? It might be material provisions like a donation, a place to stay, a meal cooked, brought to a neighbor. It might be our deep and unqualified listening, our time. It might be understanding. It might be a smile, looking for the positive, saying something encouraging. It might be honesty. It's always something to offer. It might be as simple that when someone comes in and is in conflict with you, generosity is the inner realization that you do not need to be in conflict with them. It's always the attitude that we bring to life. So truly, empty-handedness simply does not exist.